In the day's other news, the combination of huge job losses in March and surging coronavirus deaths sent Wall Street tumbling again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 360 points to close at 21,052. The NASDAQ fell 114 points, and the S&P 500 gave up 38. In the presidential campaign, Wisconsin's governor moved to stop next Tuesday's primary, citing COVID-19. Democrat Tony Evers called state lawmakers to convene tomorrow in a special session. He said he wants to switch to an all-mail-in primary and let everyone vote by absentee through May 26. But Republican legislative leaders refused and said the primary should be held as planned. Authorities in Maryland spent this day searching the Chesapeake Bay for a granddaughter and great-grandson of the late Robert F. Kennedy. They were looking for Maeve Kennedy Townsend McCain and her 8-year-old son. The pair were in a canoe Thursday afternoon when strong winds came up. An overturned canoe matching the missing one was found last night. A leading African-American artist, David Driskell, has died after contracting the coronavirus. He was also an author and an authority in his field, and his own work was often inspired by the landscape at his home in Maine. David Driskell was 88 years old. And singer-songwriter Bill Withers, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has died from heart complications in Los Angeles. He had a string of soulful hits in the 1970s, including Lean On Me, Ain't No Sunshine, and Lovely Day. Here he is performing Lean On Me in 1974.
We all need somebody to lean.
The song has become an anthem for healthcare workers and others during the coronavirus pandemic. Bill Withers was 81 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, speaking with Senator Chuck Schumer on efforts to help the economic downturn across the country. Retired doctors head back to the front lines in the fight against COVID-19. Plus, Mark Shields and David Brooks on another week in a changed America.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.